It's been more than a year since the Department of Housing and Urban Development released the last and what might be the most significant solicitation for its IT modernization. The effort is called HUD Enterprise Architecture Transformation, or HEAT. After receiving three bids, HUD has gone silent on the status of that contract. Some estimate it could be worth $50 million. The lack of communication is frustrating vendors and members of Congress. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller explores why HUD's systems integration contract has been delayed and the impact on the agency's IT modernizing effort. It's all in his weekly feature, The Reporter's Notebook, and Jason joins me now to discuss. A year after getting three bids, I mean, it's not like they got 700 bids. What is going on? What do you think?
So it's unclear what's going on. I've talked to several people in the community, and they point to a couple things. Number one, they think that maybe HUD bit off more than it could chew, and going down this path of this really large contract, it just didn't have the right evaluation criteria. It didn't have the right, if you will, process to say, can we award this contract? Second thing, Tom, is, you know, when they released the RFP, they released it through the NIH CIOSP3 government-wide acquisition contract, that GWAC. They immediately got a bid protest. HP Services, which was, this is a very complicated story, but was an incumbent and is no longer an incumbent. They protested. HUD took corrective action in the fall, and that's when we've gone radio silent. And they've asked each of the vendors to extend their pricing for three separate times. So that usually means something's coming. It's going to happen. It just hasn't happened yet. And the reason why this is significant is not the length of time, but what this contract is. It's the last of maybe 8 to 10 to 12 contracts under this HEAT program. And it's a key piece because it brings everything together. It's for systems integration. It's for end user support. It's for disaster recovery integration. So it's all these pieces. So you can do all these things on the side, but if you don't have that one contractor to bring it all together, do they all just sit out there on their own? Or do you, and does, you know, I get right. HUD people get a little bit of help from the cloud and a little bit of help from disaster recovery, but they don't get it all.
HUD was in possession of lots of old COBOL programs. They were like a poster child for unmodernized systems. And I know that the former secretary, Julian Castro, did have that as a priority to try to bring up to date as part of their effort to make it a decent place to work, correct?
Absolutely. And I talked to the former CIO, Rafael Diaz, who was really begun HEAT. And he has told me on occasion, you know, this is past interviews on my Ask the CIO program, that they're making major progress, that the transformation is happening because they've been able to bring in things like cloud computing, because they've been able to upgrade and modernize those applications that you mentioned that run on COBOL. And they've changed the culture of HUD to really focus on this IT. Now, is it perfect? No, of course not, Tom. Are there still plenty to do? Yes. Let's be clear here. This is not the best thing ever. But the systems integration contract was the last piece to it, and I think that's why the frustration is out there. And you know, it's attracted the attention of lawmakers. Three lawmakers, Senators Bill Cassidy and Jeff Kennedy, and Congressman Mike Johnson, all from Louisiana, they wrote to current Secretary of HUD Ben Carson, asking him to help the process going, and fearful that this, number one, is costing HUD more money than it needs to, but secondly, is HUD not getting that modernization effort that it really does need.
Do we know who the three bidders are?
So we do. We know it's Leidos, which bought Lockheed Martin's IT services contract. And again, this is where it gets complicated. So back in 2005, HUD made the award to Lockheed Martin and EDS, which got bought by HP, under the HITS program. This was a $800 million contract, 10-year program. What HUD decided to do was give Leidos, well, then Lockheed Martin, now Leidos, a sole source contract for the last 2 years that's worth about $150 million. So Leidos is one bidder. HP Enterprise Services is the other bidder, the former incumbent. And CSRA, which combines, I think, SRA and CSC, their IT services.
Yeah, so you really have to do some corporate archaeology to figure out who's bidding on this darn thing.
Exactly. And those three bidders, I think they're frustrated in some ways because they're waiting on this bid. It's a big contract for HUD. But also, the price extensions, you know, inflation happens, things go up. And why aren't they making a decision? I think part of the reason, and this is more my guessing than anything, is I think HUD's fearful of protests. I think that they believe that even if they make the award, they'll get protested. So why not just continue along with the bridge contract to Leidos, and maybe that's the easier path.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. At some point, though, you've got to pull the trigger. You can't go with a bridge contract forever.
You either need to pull the trigger or start over. Realize that maybe, as one source told me, the evaluation criteria is weak and needs to, you know, and pull. Just say, you know what, we're going to start over. We're going to make this more agile or do something different and then start over again. But right now, Tom, it just HUD was silent. I asked HUD for a comment on both the letter from the members of Congress as well as for the what's latest with the heat contract, and they came back and said we have no comment at this time.
Well, for Ben Carson, it's going to be an interesting welcome to the federal government. There's this other thing we forgot to tell you about.
This contracting thing that seems to always get a lot of new people to the government frustrated just a little bit.
You're also writing about another big program, Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation, or CDM. And this is something that all agencies are supposed to do. What's new here, Jason?
So two things are happening. The easy one is GSA, which acts as the procurement arm for the Homeland Security Department, which runs CDM. They put out a request for information on the Alliance Small Business Contract. This came out March 6th. We have a link to it on federalnewsradio.com. And what they're basically saying is, who's out there that can provide these kind of O&M, operations and maintenance support services? The bigger picture on this, Tom, is, are they starting to signal a path forward for CDM? The CDM contract originally was awarded in 2013. It's going to expire in 2018. There's been some frustration both in government and industry about how the contract's working. It's very good for products, not so good for services. It's very good for the products in 2013, but is it good enough for products in 2017 or 2018 or beyond? And I think that's why GSA and DHS are stepping back and saying, how do we move forward in a different way with CDM?
And how was it awarded in 2013?
This was just a blanket purchase agreement to 17 vendors worth about $6 billion.
On Alliant?
No, it was just through Schedule 70, on top of Schedule 70.
Oh, where it's harder to refresh products than perhaps on Alliant.
Or other type similar GWACs.
And they went this time, they're looking at Alliant Small Business.
Well, just for this RFI. Whether they're looking at Alliant Small Business or Alliant Unrestricted for the future CDM program, it's unclear right now.
And how many vendors are on each of those? Those have got about 60, 75 vendors, right?
Exactly. I think the Unrestricted has, when it was initially awarded, 59. Now that also changes. And I think the Small Business version had over 100.
All right, so dozens and dozens, we can say safely.
Easily. And what's interesting about this, Tom, is it's almost like a signal saying, how could we do this differently in the future? And by putting such an RFI out, that's one way. There's another RFI that I'm hearing also maybe in the works that would say, okay, if you have those cutting edge products for cybersecurity, tell us about them because we want to bring you onto the special item number that GSA just created under Schedule 70 for cybersecurity.
Right. That's a services oriented type of item. Correct.
Which goes back to this idea that they need cutting-edge technology, have quicker access to it and easier access to it. And I think that's what we're seeing here. The groundwork is being laid for changes to CDM. Now, what those changes will look like in 2017, 2018, we don't know. But I think you got to start reading those tea leaves.
In the meantime, to put another metaphor in here, they're tiptoeing on the rocks across the river. And hopefully they don't get wet while they're going there.
Hopefully not. And at CDM, you know, everyone says it's such a great program, but the slow roll in terms of getting the products and the services in place is frustrating both CIOs and chief information security officers and the vendors who are participating alike.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Tom.
Be sure to read his notebook online now at federalnewsradio.com. It's a big one this week, so settle in and get a cup of coffee and make sure you read it from beginning to end.